Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lays foundation stone and inaugurates several projects worth over 83,000 crore rupees in Hazaribagh, Jharkhand, says dream of developed India cannot be fulfilled without empowering of tribal community. Prime Minister receives congratulatory messages from global organizations on completion of 10 years of Swachh Bharat mission. In Haryana Assembly elections, political leaders making all-out efforts to woo voters with only one day left for campaigning. New areas inundated today as flood fury continues in 17 districts of Bihar, affecting about 15 lakh people. Delhi police busts international drug syndicate recovers 500 kilogram of contraband worth 2,000 crore rupees. And Israel bans UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres' entry into the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone, launched and inaugurated various projects worth over 83,300 crore rupees during his day-long visit to Hazaribagh in Jharkhand today. The projects include Dharti Aba Janjatiya Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan with a total outlay of over 79,150 crore rupees and multiple projects under Pradhan Mantri Janjati Adivasi Nyay Maha Abhiyan. The Prime Minister also inaugurated 40 Eklavya schools and laid foundation stone of 25 Eklavya schools. Addressing people on this occasion, the Prime Minister said multiple projects will significantly boost efforts to empower tribal communities and enhance rural infrastructure across the state. Mr. Modi said without developing and empowering of tribal community of the country, the dream of a developed India cannot be fulfilled. Mr. Modi said tribal welfare is on the topmost agenda of the government.
Dharti Aba Janjatiya Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan ke tahat 550 jilon mein 65,000 adivasi bahul gaon ka vikas karne ka abhiyan chalaya jayega. In adivasi bahul gaon mein samajik aarthik wahan ke jeevan ko behtar banane ke liye kaam hoga. Iska labh desh ke karod se zyada mere adivasi bhai behno ko milega.
Meanwhile, in another event during his visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today criticized Jharkhand's Mukti Morcha for jeopardizing people's identity and culture in the state for vote bank politics. Addressing the Parivartan Mahasabha in Hazaribagh, Mr. Modi termed BJP's Parivartan Yatra not as a mere political campaign, but as a movement to safeguard the state's future. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today urged everyone to take a pledge to make cleanliness an integral part of their lives, stating that the commitment to Swachhata is a lifelong vow, not a one-time promise. Addressing the Swachhata Hi Seva 2024 program to mark 10 years of Swachh Bharat mission in New Delhi, Mr. Modi emphasized that continuous efforts are essential for achieving a clean India. Mr. Modi highlighted that cleanliness projects worth 10,000 crore rupees have been inaugurated today. Meanwhile, in a social media post, the Prime Minister said, Swachhata has been among the most discussed topics during the Mann Ki Baat program. Mr. Modi said the life's journey of exemplary people working to make India Swachh has been highlighted during the program. Leaders of global organizations congratulated Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the successful completion of 10 years of Swachh Bharat mission. In their messages, they emphasized on how the campaign has significantly transformed India through improved sanitation and cleanliness. Director General of World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, highlighted the significant strides made in achieving sustainable development goals through the initiative.
The Indian government made sanitation and hygiene national priorities by mobilizing resources, engaging communities, and igniting a movement to eliminate open defecation and promote a cleaner, healthier nation. I commend the Swachh Bharat mission for its focus on equity, local engagement, accountability, and sustainability.
World Bank President Ajay Banga remarked that the mission has significantly transformed India through improved sanitation.
10 years ago, the Swachh Bharat Mission launched with a very bold vision. And that was to transform India through improved sanitation. And today, as we reflect and we celebrate this initiative's remarkable achievements, the World Bank is very proud to have been a steadfast partner in this journey. We look forward to continuing our partnership with India, promote sustainable development, and improve the lives of young people all over the world.
Asian Development Bank President Masatsugu Asakawa said that the bank is proud to have partnered with the country on the visionary initiative from the very start.
Over the last decade, the Swachh Bharat Mission has transformed the lives of millions across India, providing cleaner cities and better sanitation. I'd like to commend the Prime Minister Narendra Modi for spearheading this transformational campaign, which has empowered women and the urban poor, improved health, and created new opportunities.
Chairman of Tata Trust Ratan Tata and Microsoft founder Bill Gates also congratulated Mr. Modi. The nation paid homage to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, on his 155th birth anniversary today. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tributes to Bapu on his birth anniversary. A series of functions have been organized across the country and by Indian missions abroad. A Sarva Dharm Prarthana Sabha was held at Bapu Samadhi Rajghat in the national capital. The nation is also remembering former Prime Minister Lal Bahadur Shastri on his 120th birth anniversary today. President, Vice President, Prime Minister and Leader of the Opposition at the Lok Sabha paid floral tributes to Lal Bahadur Shastri at his Samadhi Vijay Ghat in Delhi. In Sri Lanka, a Mahatma Gandhi oration was held today at the Swami Vivekanand Cultural Centre in Colombo. Early in the morning, Sri Lanka's Prime Minister Dr. Harini Amarasuriya and High Commissioner paid floral tributes to Mahatma Gandhi. In Nepal, Indian community commemorated the 155th Gandhi Jayanti in Embassy of India at Kathmandu. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a two-day visit to Rajasthan from tomorrow. During her visit, the President will attend the 32nd convocation of Mohanlal Sukaria University at Udaipur. The President will also be present in the Adi Gaurav Samman Samaroh organized by the Rajasthan government. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. Election campaign in Haryana is at its peak. Political leaders have been making all-out efforts to woo voters with only one day left for campaigning. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Rajnath campaigned in Kurukshetra and Yamunanagar districts. Addressing a rally, Mr. Singh accused Congress party of doing politics of lies.
कांग्रेस के नेताओं ने पूरे देश में बड़ा झूठ बोला कि मिलिट्री में सेवा के दौरान यदि अग्निवीर की मृत्यु हो जाती है तो उसके परिवार को कुछ नहीं मिलता सरासर झूठ यदि किसी अग्निवीर की एक्टिव मिलिट्री सर्विस में दुर्भाग्य से मृत्यु हो जाती है उसके परिवार को 1.5 करोड़ रुपए से अधिक की धनराशि दिए जाने का प्रावधान भी किया गया है
Other party leaders Anurag Thakur, Hema Malini and Naveen Jindal also held road shows in different constituencies. On the other hand, Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi today addressed election rallies at Bhavani Khera and Bhiwani district and Julana of Jind district, while Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge addressed a rally in Charkhi Dadri. Addressing the rally, Ms. Priyanka Gandhi alleged that farmers have been misled in the name of minimum support price.
उन उपजों पर एमएसपी देते हैं जो आप यहाँ पे उगाते ही नहीं हैं। कहते हैं हमने 24 फसल हैं जिन पे हमने एमएसपी दिया है उसमें से 10 तो आप उगाते ही नहीं हैं यहाँ हरियाणा में कि रोजगार के मामले में हरियाणा सबसे पीछे है
सीनियर आम आदमी पार्टी लीडर एंड फॉर्मर डेप्यूटी चीफ मिनिस्टर ऑफ दिल्ली मनीष सिसोदिया ऑल्सो हेल्ड अ रोड शो द इलेक्शन कैंपेन विल एंड टुमारो इवनिंग Delhi police today seized over 500 kilograms of cocaine worth 2,000 crore rupees after busting an international drug syndicate in New Delhi. The police have so far arrested 4 accused in the case from the Mehrauli region. Additional Commissioner of Police Special Cell Pramod Kushwaha said police has recovered 562 kilograms of cocaine and 40 kilograms of marijuana from their possession. He said that this has been one of the biggest seizure in Delhi in recent times. New areas were inundated today as flood fury continues in 17 districts of Bihar, affecting about 15 lakh people. Rising water levels in the Kosi, Gandak, Mahananda, Kamla Balan and Bagmati rivers are flooding in low-lying areas. The worst affected districts include Sitamari, Darbhanga, West Champaran, Madhubani, Supaul and Seharsa. We have more from a correspondent.
District authorities in flood affected areas are focusing on restoration of power supply and drinking water facilities in some regions. Power supply by generators are also being provided in flood hit pockets. In view of the spread of waterborne diseases, boat ambulances have been also mobilized in affected villages. So far, more than 2.5 lakh people have been evacuated by NDRF and SDRF. Large number of roads, power supply lines and other infrastructures have been damaged in devastation due to flash floods. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
At least 5 people died and many more were injured in a blast in an illegal cracker factory in Bareilly district of Uttar Pradesh this afternoon. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath asked the officials to intensify the rescue and relief work. Many people are feared to be trapped in the debris and at least 8 houses which fell after the big blast in the illegal factory. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres today condemned Iran's missile attack on Israel. He urged the Security Council to end the deadly cycle of tit-for-tat violence. Earlier in the day, Israel's Foreign Minister Israel Katz had announced that UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is prohibited from entering the country, citing what they perceive as a lack of explicit condemnation of Iran's recent missile attack on Israel. Meanwhile, Israeli military said that 8 soldiers killed in combat in southern Lebanon. Fighting between Israeli troops and Hezbollah militants is ongoing in southern Lebanon. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu holds meeting with security chiefs at the Defense Ministry headquarters in Tel Aviv. This high-level gathering comes as Israel deliberates its response to Iran's recent missile assault, with Netanyahu vowing retaliation. On the other hand, Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei warned that strikes from the resistance front will intensify. We have a report.
In his first public remarks since Tehran fired a barrage of ballistic missiles at Israel, Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has made a series of statements. Speaking on Wednesday, Khamenei refrained from directly addressing the missile attack, instead focusing on broader regional issues. Khamenei's speech also touched upon Israel's ongoing conflict with Lebanon and assassination of Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
In Ukraine, Russian troops have taken complete control of the eastern city of Vuhledar. Ukrainian forces were defending the city since the beginning of Moscow's special military operations 2.5 years ago. Ukraine's Eastern Military Command confirmed today that they had told the troops still fighting in parts of the Vuhledar to pull back to avoid being becoming surrounded. For more than 2 years, Russia has been trying to take this city in order to advance further north and reach regional transportation hubs such as Kurakov and Pokrovsk. In shooting, India added 5 more gold medals to its tally on day 4 of the ISSF Junior World Championship in Lima, Peru. Devanshi bagged a gold in the women's 25-meter pistol. She defeated Italy's Cristina Magnani by 2 points in the final with a score of 35. France's Heloise Fury was third. It was a double gold for Devanshi as she combined with India's Tejaswini and Bibhuti Bhatia to win the junior women's 25-meter pistol team gold ahead of the Czech Republic and Germany. Ace shooter Mukesh Nelavalli emerged as another star for India, securing 2 more gold medals in the junior men's 25-meter pistol, bringing his total to 3 in the championship so far. Indian Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Kerala and Karaikal tomorrow. According to the IMD, Jharkhand, Odisha, Bihar, West Bengal, Andaman and Nicobar Islands and Sikkim are expected to witness light to moderate rainfall during this week. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lays foundation stone and inaugurates several projects worth over 83,000 crore rupees in Hazaribagh, Jharkhand, says dream of developed India cannot be fulfilled without empowering of tribal community. Prime Minister receives congratulatory messages from global organizations on completion of 10 years of Swachh Bharat mission. In Haryana assembly elections, political leaders making all-out efforts to woo voters with only 1 day left for campaigning. New areas inundated today as flood fury continues in 17 districts of Bihar, affecting about 15 lakh people. Delhi police busts international drug syndicate, recovers over 500 kilograms of contraband worth 2,000 crore rupees. And Israel bans UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres' entry into the country. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.